好，我们今天是《小先知书》约拿书的最后一章。
Today we are going to study the chapter 4 of the book of Jonah.
那我今天的讲正道的主题是啊，上帝的怜悯。
Today's topic is our Lord's mercy.
那么圣经上告诉我们，这位创造世界、掌管世界的上帝是一位慈爱的上帝，是一位有怜悯的上帝。
The Bible tells us the God who created heaven and earth, who is the have the sovereignty of the earth, he is gracious, who is full of compassion.
圣经上有很多这样的经文，比如说在出埃及记的34:5-7，他说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。”
Many places in the Bible say reflect the gracious. Our God is a gracious God. In the book of Exodus. Chapter 34, verse 5-7, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebelling and sin.
在诗篇的136篇也特别讲到这位创造宇宙上帝的神，他的慈爱是永远长存。
Also in the Psalm 136, it is talk about how our God is so loving and merciful.
在诗篇136篇的4-9讲到这位上帝是这个世界的创造者，他是掌管者，然后他的慈爱永远长存。
In from verse 4 to verse 9, it talks about our God is a creator of the heaven and earth. He's a master of the earth.
他在这里说要称谢那位独行其事因他慈爱因独行其事的因他的慈爱永远长存
Verse 4 To him who alone does great wonders for his loving kindness endures forever
要称谢那位用智慧创造诸天的因他的慈爱永远长存
To him who by understanding made the heavens for his loving kindness endures forever
要称谢那位在水上铺展大地的因他的慈爱永远长存
To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness endures forever.
要称谢那位创造日月星辰的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
To him who make the great lights, for his loving kindness endures forever.
他让太阳管理白昼，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness endures forever.
他让月亮星辰管理黑夜，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness endures forever.
我们在这里看到，上帝是这个世界的创造者，是这个世界的掌管者。
We can see here, our Lord is a creator and a master of the universe.
他创造这个世界，掌管这个世界的运行，是因为他的慈爱。
He created earth, the heaven, and the universe out of his love.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His loving kindness endures forever.
同样在诗篇136篇的后面，我们看到这位上帝不单是这个世界的创造者，是这个世界的掌管者，而且是我们的救赎者。
In the second part of this psalm, we learn that our Lord is not just a creator and a master of this world, but He is also a savior.
他创造，他掌管，因为他爱我们。
He created, He masters because He loves us.
他救赎也是因为他的慈爱永远长存。
He saved us because his loving kindness endures forever.
所以在第十节说要称谢那位击杀埃及人长子的因他的慈爱永远长存。
So in the verse 10 says, to him who struck down the Egyptian firstborn for his loving kindness endures forever.
他带领以色列人离开埃及因为他的慈爱永远长存。
And brought out Israel from among them for his loving kindness endures forever.
他伸出臂膀施展大能因为他的慈爱永远长存。
With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his loving kindness endures forever.
要称谢那位分开红海的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
To him who divided the Red Sea apart, for his loving kindness endures forever.
所以我们看到神是以色列人的拯救者，神是他百姓的拯救者。
We can see here, Lord is the savior of the Israelites and his people.
这都是因为他的慈爱。
Because of all because of his love.
因为他的慈爱，他创造这个世界；因为他的慈爱，他也掌管这个世界的运行；也因为他的慈爱，他拯救那些陷入罪的捆绑当中的人们。
Out of love, he created this world. Out of love, he mastered this world. Out of love, he took care of this world. And out of his love, He saved those who are in the bondage of sins.
先知以赛亚说，大山可以挪开，小山可以牵引，但我们上帝的慈爱必不离开我们。
Prophet Isaiah said, though the mountains can be shaken and the hills can be removed, yet our Lord's unfailing love for us will not be shaken, and his covenant of peace will not be removed.
对，上帝是一位慈爱的神，他向爱我爱他的守他诫命的所学的存的慈爱直到千代。
So our Lord is a loving God. He is showing his mercy to those who love him and keep his covenant for thousands of generations.
对，我们今天就借着约拿的故事，我们再次来思想上帝的慈爱。
Today we will think about God's love following Jonah's story.
我邀请大家一起起立，我们用起音的方式，我们一起来读这段经文。
So let's stand, we read in a responsive way.
我来读单数节啊，我这 PPT 上是中文，如果你读英文的话，请你翻开自己的圣经啊，你可以读读双数节啊，我们一起用起音的方式来读。
I'll read in Chinese all the verses, and if you are English speaker, you can just read the even verses in English.
这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。
He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That's what I tried to foster by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity."
请大家用起音的方式一起来读，你们读双数节好吧？耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
But the Lord replied, "Isn't it right for you to be angry?"
于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的下面，要看看那城究竟如何。
Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow for over Jonah to give shade of his head and ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant.
次日黎明，上帝却安排一条虫子咬这可匹马。以致枯萎。
When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and say, "Would it be better for me to die than to live?"
上帝对约拿说，你因为这颗蓖麻发怒，合乎礼貌。他说，我发怒以至于死，都合乎礼貌。
But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. Is it strange?"
何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手，右手的有12万多人，并且有许多的牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？这神的话语，我们一起来祷告。
This is God's word. Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们求你来祝福你的话语。
Our Lord, Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless your words.
我们求你的圣灵在我们的当中运行，在我们的心里面，主啊，来提升我们。
Lord, your Holy Spirit be among us, and your Holy Spirit remind us in our hearts.
让我们能够明白你的话语，让我们能够明白你在话语当中的信息。
Lord, we can understand your words, the message in your words.
愿你祝福你的话语，使你的话语能够带着能力。
May bless your words so that it can carry your power.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
上次李长老讲了约拿书的第四章，讲到约拿到尼尼微城去传福音，传悔改的信息。
Last week, Elder Lee talked about chapter 3, so Jonah went to the city of Nineveh to proclaim the message of repentance.
那尼尼微是个大城，要走3天的路，约拿只走了1天。
Nineveh was a big city, 3 days of journey, but Jonah only worked for 1 day.
上帝让约拿去到尼尼微，然后传悔改的信息。但是约拿传的是什么？约拿说，还有40天，尼尼微必定倾覆了。
Our Lord asked Jonah to proclaim the message of repentance, but Jonah just say, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
约拿没有告诉尼尼微说你们要悔改。
Actually, Jonah didn't tell the people in Nineveh to repent.
他只说还有40天，你们就灭亡。
He just said there are 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
因为约拿不想尼尼微人悔改。
Because Jonah didn't want the people in Nineveh to repent.
谁知道尼尼微人听了这样的信息，他们就全程悔改，全程披麻蒙灰，然后在上帝的面前悔改。
Amazingly, the whole city, when he heard this message, they repented and put sackcloth and ashes on them.
结果有人就不高兴了，约拿就不高兴了。所以这就是我们今天看的经文，约拿书的第四章。
So somebody got grumpy and Jonah was angry. So that's what we are going to talk about today.
所以在第四章里面记载了约拿和上帝之间的两次的交互。
In this chapter, there are two conversations between Jonah and God.
那么在第一次的交互当中，是在第一节到第四节，那完全是在言语上的一个交互。
The first conversation is from chapter one to from verse one to verse four. It's just a linguistic conversation.
那么在第一次的对话当中，主要是约拿在讲，约拿很生气。
Jonah was very angry, so he talked most in the first conversation.
那么他对上帝说，你看，我就知道是这样的结果。
He said that,
那你是一位有怜悯和恩典的上帝。
He said that, I know it's going to happen. You are the God with great, you are the gracious God with compassion, compassion. I know it's going to happen.
所以我就知道尼尼微人一悔改，你就不再惩罚他们，你就不再降灾在尼尼微城上面。
I know that you wouldn't punish those people when they repent.
所以我当初就不该来，你为什么让我来呢
？I shouldn't come. Why you let me come here?
所以你非要让我来，结果尼尼微人悔改了，然后你就不降灾祸在他们的身上。
You forced me to come here, so these people they repent and then you remove the disaster from them.
所以你说我来有什么意义呢
？So what's the meaning of me coming here?
所以约拿觉得他来尼尼微向尼尼微传悔改的信息没有意义。
So Jonah think that what he did at Nineveh to proclaim the message of repentance is meaningless.
为什么约拿觉得没有意义呢
？Why he thought it is meaningless?
因为约拿他想要尼尼微的是什么？什么样的结局
？What did he want from for this Nineveh?
他想让上帝降灾祸在尼尼微的城上，让尼尼微全部灭亡。
He wanted God to punish these people and demolish the city.
所以他好看着尼尼微人受惩罚，他好在旁边幸灾乐祸，对不对
？He can kind of enjoy seeing the punishment falling on the people of Nineveh.
所以你看他做了什么？然后他在城东边搭了个帐篷，然后坐在那里。坐在那里要干什么呢
？So he put made himself a shelter on the east of the city.
他坐在那里要看这个尼尼微城。上帝如何对待尼尼微城
？He was sitting there to try to see what would happen to the city of Nineveh.
他已经知道上帝已经回心转意了，上帝已经不降这个灾祸了，但是他还随着侥幸的心理，还是要在那里坐在那里看上帝是不是会惩罚尼尼微人。
He knew that God regretted and wouldn't punish the people in the Nineveh, but he has a slim hope that God would.Change his mind and punish the people.
所以约拿觉得他传他们做的事情没有意义，因为事情没有按照他所想要的结局去发展。
Jonah thought that what he did was meaningless because it doesn't according to his will.
所以约拿很生气，他对上帝说：“我还不如死了好，我活着还不如死了好。”
So Jonah was very angry and he complained, "I would die rather than live."
所以约拿向上帝发怒，那上帝却没有以怒暴怒，对不对？那上帝还反而是非常有耐心地说：“你这样发怒有道理吗
？”But God didn't return Jonah's anger with anger. God guided him, talked with him very patiently.
那我们在这里思想约拿的发怒有道理吗
？Let's think about: Does it make any sense that Jonah was angry？
Yes and no, 好像是有道理，对不对
？Yes and no, it seems that there's some reason behind it.
你看，你亚述帝国的人多坏，是吧？他们侵略很多的国家，然后是攻城略地、烧杀抢掠，无恶不作。
Those people in the kingdom of Assyria were very evil. They invaded a lot of countries. They killed. They loot.
那这样的国家，上帝为什么不惩罚他们呢？所以约拿的发怒是有。是有一定道理的，对不对
？Why Lord didn't punish this kind of country? So, there's some reason behind Jonah's anger.
我们今天我们很多人也有这样的心理。我们看到很多的坏人，我们看到很多的坏的组织或者很多坏的国家，我们就说：上帝为什么还不实行审判？上帝为什么还不惩罚呢
？We have the same feeling nowadays. We We see a lot of evil organizations, evil countries, and even evil people, and we ask God, why don't you punish them?
我想很今天世界上可能很多国家看中国也是这样的态度，对吧？上帝为什么还不施行审判呢？
So probably many other countries have the same feeling on China. Why God doesn't punish China?
所以约拿的发怒看起来是有道理。
It seems that Jonah's anger is reasonable.
但是如果我们认真的去想一想，我们再想一个问题：以色列人难道就比亚述人更加的义吗？
But if we take a second thought, is Israelites more righteous than the people in Nineveh?
亚述人可能比以色列人更坏，但是以色列人肯定不会比亚述人更义。
Well, the people in the kingdom of Assyria may be worse than the people in Israel, but the people in Israel is not more righteous than the people in Israel.
为什么这么说呢？
Why we say that?
因为亚述人没有上帝的律法，对不对？他们不知道上帝的律法。
Because those people in Assyria, they didn't have God's commandment or God's law.
以色列人是上帝的选民，有上帝的恩典，有上帝的律法，但是以色列人同样的在他们的国家里面。然后同样有贪污腐败，同样有欺压穷人、寡妇和孤儿的事情。
Although, Israel they have the God's law, they are the God's chosen people, and they have God's covenant there. But the Israelites still have the corruption, and they still kind of take advantage of those poor widows and orphans.
所以，如果上帝要惩罚亚述，为什么上帝不惩罚以色列呢
？So since God gonna punish the people in Assyria, why God doesn't punish the people in Israel?
所以从本质上讲，上帝既然怜悯以色列人，上帝为什么不能够怜悯亚述人？
So the bottom line is, since God has grace on the people of Israel, why God shouldn't have grace on the people of Assyria?
所以从本质上讲，约拿的发怒是没有道理的。
So the Jonah's anger doesn't make any sense.
那么这是第一次的对话。
So this is the first conversation.
我们在第一次的对话当中，我们看到我们人的肤浅，我们也看到上帝的恒久的忍耐。
From this conversation, we know how shallow we are, and we also know how God is so patient and so loving.
然后我们看到第二次对话。第二次对话是一个很有趣的事情。上帝就借着一个弼马来对约拿说话。
And the second conversation is very interesting. God talked to Jonah through a plant.
然后约拿坐在城东搭了座帐篷，他要看尼尼微城的结局如何。
As Jonah built a shelter for himself at the east of the city, he wanted to see what is going to happen to the city.
以色列的太阳是很毒的，对不对？
The sun in the Middle East or Israel is so scorching.
所以上帝在中午的时候，然后就晒的约拿就是要发挥要死了。快要死了。
So Jonah was very discomfortable at noon.
所以上帝就让一个弼马长起来，然后就给约拿这个遮阴。
So God make a plant grow and give shade to Jonah.
我小的时候家里种过弼马，所以我知道弼马是不可能在一天长起来。
I planted when I was a kid. I know that a tree cannot grow overnight.
这完全是一个神迹，对不对
？This is completely a miracle.
然后第二天的时候，上帝就安排了一个虫子，然后去咬这个弼马，然后弼马在一天之间就枯萎了。
The second day, at dawn, God sent a worm and chewed the plant, and the plant withered in one day.
这也是个神迹。
This is another miracle.
就是虫子去咬弼马，也不可能一天把它咬得枯萎。
Even the worm chewed the plant couldn't be withered in one day.
所以约拿很清楚知道这是神的手在这里，这是神做的事情，对不对
？Jonah was very clear that God's hands is here.
因为弼马不可能一天就长起来，长得那么高，也不可能一天就枯萎了，所以这明显是上帝的作为。
The plant cannot grow so tall in one day and wither in another day. Obviously, it's God's miracle here.
所以没有弼马来为约拿遮阴了，约拿就很发怒，约拿就说：“我活着还不如死了好。”
So there is no more plant giving shade to Jonah. Jonah was very angry. He said, I would rather die.
因为约拿很生气，他就想，上帝为什么会一个好好的弼马，上帝为什么让他死了就死了呢？
Jonah was angry because this is such a good plant. Why just kill it?
Jonah 觉得上帝很残忍，没有一点的怜悯，对不对？
At this moment, Jonah thinks God is so cruel without any mercy.
所以约拿很生气，但是上帝却怎样对待约拿呢？
Jonah was very angry, but what God did to Jonah.
那上帝在这个时候说了一句话。
God said one sentence to Jonah.
他说：“这匹马不是你所栽种的，你也没有，啊，你也没有照看它。”它是一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜它。
He said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow."
但是尼尼微城中有这么多的人，有不能分辨左右手的，就有12万人，还有很多的牲畜，我岂能不怜惜他们呢？
But there are so many people, more than 120,000 people, who cannot tell their right hand from their left hand, and are so many animals.Should not have compassion on them.
所以在这个故事当中，我们看到上帝的忍耐，我们看到上帝的恒久的忍耐和上帝的怜悯。
Here we can see God's enduring patience and His compassion.
那上帝的恒久和忍耐和怜悯表现在两个方面，一个方面就是他对他的仆人约拿的恒久忍耐和怜悯。
This patience has twofold. One is the patience to His servant Jonah.
第二个方面表现在他对不信他的人，就是尼尼微人、尼尼微城的人的恒久忍耐和怜悯。
And another passion, enduring passion and compassion is to those unbelievers, those people in the city of Nineveh.
所以对约拿的、对他仆人约拿的忍耐和怜悯，就是对他的儿女的忍耐和怜悯。
So the patience and the compassion to Jonah is the patience and the compassion to God's people, God's children.
所以我们首先来思考上帝对他儿女的怜悯和忍耐。
Let's think about the God's patience and compassion to His people first.
其实，在这段上帝与约拿的交互的过程中，我们看到一件非常奇怪的事情。
In this conversation between Jonah and God, we have a very odd picture.
在我的记忆当中，我不知道大家有没有这样见到过。在我的记忆当中，圣经上好像没有在描写人和上帝交互的这过程当中，好像没有比这个更奇怪的。
As far as I remember, there's no other conversation between God and people is as odd as this one.
为什么说它奇怪了？因为在这里好像上帝和人的关系颠倒了，互换了，对不对？
Why it is strange here? Because we kind of see that the status of the position of God and people they switch.
上帝不是上帝，好像上帝变成了人，然后人不是人，好像人成了上帝。
God is not like God; He's like a people.And people is not like people. People is like a God.
在这段经文当中，你可以看到约拿可以任性，可以很随性，可以想发怒就发怒，对不对
？Yeah, here we see that Jonah is very strong-willed. He just very capricious.
所以他在这里他说了两次，说了同样的一句话。他说：“我活着还不如死了。”
He said twice, "I would rather die than live."
但是上帝是怎么样的回应呢？
But how God responded?
那上帝却百般的忍耐，好像陪着也小心，对不对？然后就是说，仔细的去开导约拿。
God was very patient and guide Jonah very, very carefully.
所以约拿动不动就拿死来说事，然后拿死来咒诅，但是上帝却是非常的有耐心。
Jonah kept cursing with death, but our Lord. Was very patient.
所以我越想这段经文的时候，就越觉得不可思议。你想想看，这位创造宇宙万物、掌管万物运行的上帝，却是这样的一个谦卑，然后却陪着小心来这个，耐心的去来开导约拿。
The more I think about it, the more I wondered, our Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth, at this moment, be so patient.And guide and talk with Jonah so patiently.
那诗篇第八篇，大卫说：“我看观看你指头，你小指头所造的天地，所造的宇宙，我就知道你是何等的伟大。”
In Psalm 8, David said, "When I look at the universe you laid out with your fingers, I know how great thou art."
我们是何等的渺小。
We are so tiny.
但是正是这么伟大、这么伟大的神，他却能够自降身份，然后陪着小心来开导他的仆人。
Such a great God can just lower his status and talk patiently with his servant.
我们人是在这个宇宙面前是何等的渺小，就更不要谈在上帝面前是何等的渺小。但是我们人却可以随意的发怒，可以随意在上帝面前发怒发脾气。
We are so tiny before the universe and God, but we just, you know, be so strong-willed and we can be angry as we wish.
所以这是你如果想象这幅图画的话，这是一幅非常不和谐的图画。
If you think about this as a picture, it's a very odd picture.
但是正是因为这个不和谐，所以才显示出强烈的一个不和谐，才显示出上帝的慈爱。
But this kind of strange picture reflects the patience and the love of our Lord.
在显示出上帝的怜悯。
And also reflect the compassion of our Lord.
上帝的慈爱是永久长存。
Our God's love endures forever.
上帝为什么要恒久忍耐呢？为什么要陪着小心呢？为什么要忍耐呢？因为他，因为上帝是爱。
Why God is so patient? Because He loves.
所以，正如圣经里面所说的，上帝向爱他、守他诫命的人所存的慈爱，直到千代。
That's why Bible said, God has compassion on those people who love Him and obey His commandment for thousands of generations.
约拿不是一个很好的神的仆人，对不对
？Jonah was not a very good servant.
他的自己的意思很强，他要按照自己的意思去行。
He had a very strong will. He wanted to do according to his own will.
那约拿没有说啊，约拿你不好，我就打你屁股，对不对
？God didn't say, Jonah, you are not a good servant, so I'm gonna punish, spank you.
而是像一个慈爱的父亲一样，然后很耐心的，一步一步的去教导他，一步一步的去引导他。
But God was like a loving father, guide and talk with And Jonah very patiently and guided him step by step.
所以上帝在他的慈爱当中来教导他的仆人，来带领他的仆人，用手来搀扶他的仆人，来带领他一步一步的成长。
Our God support His servant, lead His servant, carry His servant in His love.
所以这就是上帝对他的儿女的慈爱，上帝对他儿女的恒久忍耐。
This is the love, endured love, from God to His children.
我们知道约翰呢，我们可能很多人都知道，也上次上教会历史学的人也听过，就是约翰有个门徒叫Polycarp。
Probably you have heard about the disciple of Apostle John. His name is Polycarp.
所以当在罗马大逼迫的时候，这个罗马的总督就抓住了 Polycarp。
So during the Great Persecution in Roman Empire, Polycarp was arrested.
然后这个罗马的总督就逼着这个 Polycarp 说让你要去咒诅无神论。
So the officer asked Polycarp to curse atheism.
因为呢，当时那个罗马人认为基督教是无神论，因为他不崇拜罗马的诸神，所以认为他们是无神。
At that moment, the Roman Empire think that Christianity they are atheism because Christians didn't worship all the gods in the Roman Empire.
所以 Polycarp 就说你让我咒诅无神论，我很乐意这么去做，我乐意制止啊，所以我就咒诅，所以他就咒诅无神论。
Polycarp said I'm happy to curse atheism, so he did.
OK, 然后罗马总督说那你咒诅拿撒勒人耶稣基督。
Then obviously say, Don, you curse Jesus the Lazarus.
那 Polycarp 就这么说，他说我做了他的仆人86年了，他从来不曾亏待过我，我只能够亵渎了救我的君王了。
Polycarp said, I've been his servant for more than 80 years, and he has never done anything wrong to me. How could I blaspheme my king, my savior?
我相信 Polycarp 的话说出了我们很多服侍上帝的仆人的心声，一个共同的心声，还有包括我们很多弟兄姐妹我们的心里面一个共同的心声。
I believe that what Polycarp said,reflect what's in our heart as servant and children of God.
就是我做了他的仆人这么多年了，我成为神的儿女这么多年了，神从来不曾亏待过。
We've been his children, been his servant for so many years, and our Lord has never done anything wrong to me.
我回想我自己的经历，我从1998年信主到现在已经22年了。
As I reflect my experience, It's been 22 years since I converted in 1998.
我发现主从来没有亏待过我。
I discovered that our Lord has ever done never done anything wrong.
虽然我有很多的不配，我有很多的弱点，但是主从来没有亏待过我。
Although I have so many weaknesses, I have made so many mistakes, but my Lord have never treated me wrong.
所以当我回顾这些年代的时候，我发现上帝的慈爱、上帝的怜悯是何等的不可思议。
As I reflected over the years, I realized how amazing the God's love and his patience is.
很多的时候，上帝比我们想象的更加怜悯，更加慈爱。
Many times, God is more patient, more loving than what we think.
很多时候，我们对我们的弟兄姐妹，我们对我们的朋友很mean，对吗？很
Many times, we are mean to our friends, to our brothers and sisters.
但是上帝比我们更加的慈爱。
But God is much more loving than us.
所以这是上帝对他儿女的慈爱，上帝对他儿女的恒久忍耐。
So this is God's love and His compelling His grace to His children.
那同样在这个故事当中，我们也看到上帝对不信的人，甚至是不信他的人，上帝也同样是恒久忍耐。
In this story, we also see that God is also loving and patient and has compassion to those, compassion to those who didn't believe in Him.
尼尼微人不是上帝的选民，不是上帝的百姓，他们也不相信上帝。
The people in Nineveh, they were not God's chosen people. They didn't believe in our Lord, and they worship other false idols.
所以在第三章尼尼微人的悔改，他不是在特殊恩典当中的悔改，而是在普遍恩典当中的悔改。
So the repentance of the people in the city of Nineveh is not the repentance in special grace, but just in common grace.
因为他们害怕他们的灭亡，所以他们悔改。
They are afraid of those disasters, so they repent.
他们的悔改是远离他们的暴行，远离他们的恶道，就是说他们去 攻城略地去侵略，然后去烧杀抢掠，是远离这些东西。
Their repentance is to depart from their evil and their transgressions, and they from their invading to other people, from their killing and from looting.
所以这样的一个悔改是在普遍恩典当中的悔改。
So such repentance is in the common grace.
所以尼尼微人他们是不信上帝的人。
Those people in Nineveh, they didn't believe Lord.
但是我们在这十一节里面，上帝对约拿说：“这尼尼微的大城，其中有12万人是不能够分辨左右手的，还有很多的牲畜。”
But in verse 11, our Lord told Jonah saying that this is such a big city in which there were more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hands from left hands, and there are so many animals there.
我们知道这里说不能分辨左右手的，是指的是小孩，对不对？小孩还他的脑子还没有发育到那种程度，可以分辨左右手。
So we know that those people who cannot tell right hands from left hands, they are just children.
那不能分辨左右手，所以就更加不能分辨善恶，对不对？
Since they cannot tell right hands from their left hands, so they cannot tell the difference between right and evil.
所以在这里面的上帝隐含的话语就是说，在这尼尼微城当中有12万多人，他们还是不知道善恶的人，他们还是一个无辜的人，还是不是蓄意行恶的人。
So what God implied here is that in this city there are more than 120,000 people. They are innocent because they cannot tell right from wrong, and they didn't commit transgression intentionally.
所以我怎么能够去 不联系他们呢？
So how could I don't have compassion on them?
所以这里提到的小孩和牲畜是一个代表，是代表尼尼微当中那些无辜的人，不是有意，不是特别蓄意行恶的人。
So those are children and animals. They presented the people in the city of Nineveh who are innocent and they didn't commit crime or transgressions intentionally.
因为纪念这些无辜的人，怜悯这些人，所以就后悔，然后不施行，在加在他计划在尼尼微城上面的惩罚。Because
of those innocent people and because of the repentance of those Nineveh people, God regret and remove the disaster or the judgment upon these people.
因为上帝纪念这些无辜的人，所以上帝就不忍降灾难在他们的身上。Because
of these innocent people, God wouldn't put disaster on them.
所以我们在这里看到，即使对这些不信的人，上帝也是有恒久的忍耐。
We can see here that even to those people who didn't believe, God still have enduring love and compassion on them.
上帝还是怜悯他们。
God have grace on them.
正如我们的主耶稣基督在新约里面所教导说，上帝降雨给义人，也降雨给那些不信的人，
so、
不义的人。
It's like what our Lord Jesus Christ taught in the New Testament. God shines sunlight on those people, on righteous people, and on those unrighteous people, and rain on those righteous people and on those unrighteous people.
所以上帝让太阳照好人，也让太阳照歹人。
Our Lord let the sun shine on good people and evil people.
我们中国人才有很多的话说，比方说天无绝人之路。我们中国人才有话说，车到山前必有路。他有话说，柳暗花明又一村。
So there are old Chinese saying that, you know, heaven will always open a door, will always have a door open, or when you get to a mountain, there will always be a way through, or there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
所以这些话当中都反映了中国人的一个观念，就相信这位老天爷，他是一个有怜悯的老天爷，他不会把人逼到绝境。
So that reflect our, thinking in our Chinese people, they, our God or the heaven is a gracious heaven or God. He wouldn't put us in a desperate situation.
所以正是因为这位上帝或者是我们中国人口中的老天爷，所以才会有这样的柳暗花明，才会有在绝境当中的逢生。
Because of this heaven or the Lord, the God, we have this there is always a light at the end of the tunnel situation.
所以我们在约翰的故事当中，我们如果总结来说，我们看到上帝对他的儿女的恒久忍耐，上帝对他儿女的忍耐和慈爱，以及包括上帝对不信的人的忍耐和慈爱。
From this story, we can see God's love and compassion on both His children and those, and also those who didn't believe God.
那下面最后我们用一段时间，我们来谈谈今天的时事，就是今天的武汉的肺炎。
We'll spend some time to think about the current situation about the coronavirus.
所以在这个疫情越来越严重的时候，我们知道现在有些专家估计，可能疫情要到五六月份才会达到高峰值。
Well, as the disease spread very quickly, and some experts think that the peak will be even in the May or June.
在现在中国报告的疫情已经有一万多人确诊，但是就是西方的专家估计大概有十几万人，至少有十几万人是被感染。
Although the official in report in China saying that we have a 10,000 confirmed case, but other media estimated that there will be more than hundreds of thousands of cases.
那么今天在这个疫情很严重的时候，我们是可以抓住上帝的怜悯，抓住上帝的慈爱，我们祈求上帝来怜悯，我们祈求上帝来止住这个瘟疫，来医治这片大地。
Under such a serious condition, we can grasp, hold God's hand, and we pray God can have mercy on our people and stop the spread of this disease.
今天我们在很多的时候，我们在不知不觉间，我们受那个亚里士多德哲学的影响。所以我们把所有神秘的东西都排除在这个排除在外面，我们否定所有神秘的东西。
Intentionally or unintentionally, we are affected by the philosophy of Aristotle, and we are just discard anything that is mysterious to us.
那圣经上也告诉我们说，重大测不透的事情我们不去行。所以当然不去行，当然也不能够随便的乱说了，对不对
？Also, in the Bible also tell us that we don't ponder on those really the depths of the riches of wisdom and the knowledge of God. So we really didn't think too much of it. Of course, we don't talk too much of it.
那圣经也告诉我们说，罗马书告诉我们说，上帝的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁能做他的谋士呢？所以我们在这里，我们也不愿意去过度的猜测上帝的旨意。
In the book of Roma, it is book of Romans. It says, "Oh, the depths of the riches of wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgment and His path beyond tracing out! Who can be His counselor?" So, at this moment, we really don't want to pondering on the purpose of the God's purpose.
So, 我不愿意说2003年的 SARS 或今天的武汉肺炎一定是上帝的惩罚。
I don't want to say that the what happened in 2003, the SARS and the coronavirus here in Wuhan is God's punishment.
但是我同时我不愿意否定所有神秘的东西，我也需要，我也我们也需要给这些神秘的东西留有一定的空间。
I also don't want to deny the presence of mysterious things, and I think we need to give some space to them.
所以我也不排除这个可能。
So I wouldn't deny the possibility either.
2003年的 SARS 有三个谜。
There are three mysterious things about the SARS in 2003.
其中我在这里谈到两个。那么第一个就是 SARS 是怎么来的。
I'm going to talk about two. First is the origin of SARS.
第二个就是 SARS 是怎么突然消失的。
And the second one, why SARS disappeared so quickly?
SARS 是怎么来的？然后中国人民间的说法是广东人吃果子狸吃出来。
The origin of SARS, the popular way to talk about it is just because of the Cantonese, they eat this kind of animal called a civet.
但是这个只是民间的说法，没有得到学术界的这个确认。
Well, it's just a popular rumor. It was not confirmed by the academic research.
所以没有科学的证据，所以现在学术界还是不知道这个 SARS 是怎么来的。
So there is no scientific support. So nowadays, people still don't know where did SARS come from.
那么第二个神秘的东西就是 SARS 怎么突然就消失了。
The second mysterious thing is that how come the SARS disappeared so quickly?
我们知道 SARS 这个东西没有特效药，它只能靠人的免疫力，然后去抵挡。和今天的武汉肺炎是一样的。
There is no special treatment for SARS, only depends on our immune system, like coronavirus nowadays.
那么怎么 SARS 就突然就消失了呢？
So how come SARS disappeared so all of a sudden?
我们知道我们中国的政府说是他们努力控制的结果，所以他们把这荣耀都归在自己的身上，对吧？
Chinese government say it is a result of their effort of controlling disease and they took all the glory.
但其实上是没有人可以解释 SARS 为什么突然就消失了。
But nobody can explain why SARS disappeared so quickly.
我们也不知道，我也不知道 SARS 为什么就突然消失了。但是我相信，我倾向于相信这是上帝的怜悯。
I didn't have the answer either, but I firmly believe that it is because God's grace.
如果上帝怜悯尼尼微人，不降灾在尼尼微城上，那上帝同样也可以怜悯我们中国，然后止住了 SARS。
God could have passion on the book of Nineveh to remove the disaster upon them, and in the same way, God can have compassion on Chinese and remove this spread of the virus from China.
那么今天武汉的肺炎其实和 SARS 有很多共同点，它是怎么来的，我们也不知道。
There are very many similarity between coronavirus and SARS. We didn't know the origin of this virus.
那么刚开始很多人说是华南海鲜市场，然后吃蝙蝠吃出来的，是吧？
Many people say it is originated from this seafood market and from rat bats.
但现在国际这个权威的杂志，医学界权威的杂志《柳叶刀》上的分析说，它华南海鲜市场顶多只是一个爆发站，是一个中转站，它不是 SARS 的来源。
But the scientific report said that the seafood market is just where it is.Exploded or spreaded, but it's not the origin of the disease.
那现在这个武汉肺炎到底什么时候结束呢？我们不知道。现在就是这个疫情是越来越严重，然后大家都很绝望，大家都很失望。
When would this disease would stop? We didn't know. We don't know. And everybody is desperate and fear and scared.
我们如果你在网上看到过一些视频的话，你就。不是官方的视频啊，或者官方的宣传，而是一些武汉的民众他们自发上传的视频，你就知道这个疫情是多么的严重。
You would know how serious the disease is or the situation is if you go to the internet and check out those YouTube videos.
那前几天那个公民记者，我看陈秋实，我看他上传的那个视频，在视频当中他是一个，他不是武汉人，但是在这个肺炎爆发的时候，他自愿到武汉，然后去采访。
There's a lawyer called Chen Qiushi. He wasn't from Wuhan, but when the disease started, he went to Wuhan to report this situation.
然后在这他那几天所看到的东西，然后我在他视频当中看到他非常的绝望，非常的歇斯底里，控制不住自己的情绪。
I could see from his video.That he was very desperate and he was out of control.
那这一两天呢，武汉有一个市民叫方斌，然后他自己去医院里面看，然后就是说， 他把这个是把这个video 上传到 YouTube 上，然后在 video 上你看到他去医院那个五六分钟的时间就抬出他看到八具尸体抬出来。
Well, there's another people from Wuhan. He visit a hospital and put the video on, make the video and put a video on the YouTube. He spent about 5-6 minutes in that hospital, and he saw that two corpses was actually eight corpses were moved out of the hospital.
所以现在这个疫情真的是很严重，我们也不必像去做鸵鸟，然后把头埋在地上。
So this disease, the situation is very serious, and we need to be aware of that.
人们也很恐慌，也很绝望。
And people are desperate, and they are scared.
但在这个时候，我们该怎么做呢？我们该做些什么事情呢？
What can we do here at this moment?
我想我们所能做的事情是最重要的事情，就是向上帝呼求，呼求上帝的怜悯，呼求上帝的慈爱。
I think calling God for His mercy, His love, is the most important thing that we can do now, right now.
求上帝纪念武汉，纪念中国，纪念那些还不能够分辨左右手的人。
We will pray to our Lord that He remember Wuhan, remember China, and those people who cannot tell their right hand from the left hand.
纪念那些无辜的人。
Remember those innocent people.
求上帝因他的怜悯，因他的慈爱，能够止住这个疫情，能够医治这地。
Our Lord can stop the spread of the disease and heal this land because of His love and because of His compassion.
我们上帝既然能够去在尼尼微的事情上面回心转意，我们如果呼求上帝的怜悯，上帝，我相信上帝能够也在这件事情上面能够回心转意。
Our God can regret on Nineveh, and we believe that as we call to our Lord, God can also change His mind on this situation.
但是在呼求上帝的怜悯之前，我们还有一件事情我们是可以做的，我们是要做的。
But before we call for God's mercy, we have another thing we need to do.
这件事情是什么？
What is that?
悔改，对不对
？Repent.
我们看尼尼微在上帝的回心转意之前，尼尼微人做了什么
？What did Nineveh people in Nineveh did before God changed His mind?
他们全程悔改，他们让所有的人和这个牲畜都披麻蒙灰，然后再进食，然后悔改。
The whole city repented. The people and even the animals that put sackcloth and ash on them.They fast and they repent.
他们离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
They turn away from their evil and ruthlessness.
但我们可能说，我们今天没有像你亚述人一样，我们去攻城略地，我们到处侵略，我们去烧杀抢掠。
Probably we are not like people in Assyria. They invade and they kill and they loot.
但是我们如果为今天中国的社会道德。
But if we ask what the moral quality in China,
那有人说一个民族的道德素质在民族面临危难的时候就表现出来了。
Well, some people say that the moral quality is reflected when the nation is facing a crisis.
那么我们这个民中华民族所面临危难的时候，我们要表现出来是什么样的道德素质呢
？But what kind of a moral quality we Chinese?Demonstrated, show around the world when we are facing this crisis.
我们看到在网上铺天盖地的都在喊武汉加油，对不对？湖北加油，是吧
？On the internet, we keep seeing this. Go Wuhan, go, 湖北。
但是从武汉来的车，从湖北来的车，一律不给他加油。
But those gas stations, they wouldn't fill the gas to the cars from Wuhan or Hubei.
然后武汉人到全国的各地，没有人去接待他，旅馆也不接待他们。
When the people from Wuhan they went to other cities, the hotel they refused to put them in.
所以说，当全国人民都在庆祝新年，然后坐在自己的电视前面看春节联欢晚会的时候，武汉人开着车在高速上面流浪，在自己的国家上面流浪。
As the whole nation was celebrating the Spring Festival.The people from Wuhan, they were wandering on the highways.
因为所有的城市都不让他们进入。
Because all the cities were closed to them.
我们说，中国人怎么会变得这么的自私呢
we ask ourselves why the people, the Chinese become so selfish.
很多在武汉工作的人回到自己的家里面，然后被自己的邻居，然后在家上，在家门口用大门上用木条封死。
Those people
不准他们出来。
Who worked in Wuhan, when they returned their hometown, they get into their house and their door was boarded up by their neighbors.
有一位父亲他自己感染了，他带着一个十七岁的自闭儿，然后他的父亲因为感染被隔离，他的儿子被关在家里。
There was a father, he was infected, and then he was quarantined, but he has a 17-year autism son. So nobody took care of their son, so the son starved to death when the father was quarantined.
So we are wondering why Chinese people become so extremely selfish. Why do they always think about themselves, not about others?
When we ask ourselves why Chinese become so selfish and just think about themselves but not others.
但我们在这里不是站在道德的制高点然后去批评他们。我们也对我现在今天如果我们当中有个武汉人来我们也可能也不太愿意接待他们对不对包括我自己我可能也会犹豫。
Well, I'm not judging them because if we have a person from Wuhan among us, probably we wouldn't be so welcome.
我知道人心里面的那个恶，人心里面的自私，是因为我们始祖犯罪的时候，我们都在我们的心里面。
We know that the selfishness and the evil in our heart was there when our ancestor committed these things.
但关键是中国人已经失去了这个敬畏的心。
But most importantly, Chinese losing their fear of God.
所以再没有任何的东西可以限制那个心里面的恶。
There's nothing that can.Withhold the evil in their heart.
中国人以前说抬头三尺有神明，所以不敢做坏事，所以还要去考虑一下别人，对不对？但现在没有神明了，所以心里面的恶都爆发出来了，没有任何的限制，没有任何的底线。
In the older days, Chinese said that there's heaven above you, so they have that kind of fear that they to think about others. But nowadays, because of the communism and their or atheism, they don't believe there's God over there.
中国人一直在宣传无神论，对不对？没有神，然后是什么？然后就是强者生存，是吧？丛林法则，适者生存。
They just proclaim the there's no God and also the rule of jungle. Those are the stronger survives.
所以，全部的中国人都钻在钱眼子里面了。然后强者欺负弱者是天经地义的事情。
All the nation was thinking the money, and it is nature for them, it is right for them to bully the weaker.
你说这样的国家不需要悔改吗？
Wouldn't this country need to repent?
还有我们中国对神的儿女的逼迫，我们拆十字架，拆教堂，然后抓捕牧师。
Also the persecution of the God's children from the government, the church and cross were demolished, and the pastors were arrested.
这样的国家不需要悔改。
Wouldn't such country need to repent?
所以在呼求上帝的怜悯，在上帝回心转意之前，我们必须要悔改。
We must repent first before we call for mercy from our God.
上帝的先知尼希米，然后为他的国家，为他的同胞，在神的面前悔改。
God's prophet Nehemiah repent before God for his people.
那今天我们生活在北美的华人。我们也有这样的，我们也可以就是说为我们的同胞，为我们的国家，在神的面前悔改。
We Chinese here in the North America, we can call our God, we can repent for our people in front of God.
尼希米为他的国家，为他的同胞祈求上帝的怜悯。我们也同样可以祈求上帝的怜悯。
Nehemiah called God's mercy for his people. In the same way, we can call God's mercy for our people.
所以今天在武汉肺炎爆发的时候，我们可以做什么呢
？So at this moment, during the middle of the coronavirus, what can we do?
我想最重要的事情就是代祷。
Important, most important thing is to pray for them.
那不要小看这个事情，其实在神面前的代祷是最为重要的事情。
Don't take it easy, but praying in front of God for our people is most important.
这样的带祷有两个内容，有两个主要的内容，一个就是为我们的同胞，为我们的国人，在上帝面前悔改。
One is repent on behalf of our people.
为我们和我们的父家在神的面前悔改。
Repent for our father's house.
为我们国人的极度的自私和骄傲悔改。
Repent for our people's selfishness.
为我们逼迫神的儿女悔改。
And also for their persecution of God's children.
第二就是我们祈求上帝的怜悯。
And then we pray for God's mercy.
求上帝纪念那些不能分辨左右手的无辜的人。
We pray that God remember those innocent people who cannot tell right hands from left hand.
求上帝施怜悯在中国这片土地上面，止住这个瘟疫，医治这片大地。
Pray Lord can have mercy on China and stop the spread of the disease.
上帝是怜悯的上帝。他不但怜悯他的仆人，他的儿女，也怜悯那些不信的人。
Our Lord is a merciful God. He not only have mercy on the people, on His children, but also on those people, have mercy on those people who haven't know Him.
他的慈爱是恒久，他的慈爱是永远长存。
His love endures forever.
只要我们转向上帝，我们向他悔改，我相信祈求他的怜悯，我相信上帝一定会垂听我们。
I believe that as we turn to him and ask for his mercy, ask for his grace, he will listen to us.
会止住这个瘟疫。
And stop this disease.
最后在这里特别感谢我们当中的一些弟兄姐妹。
I also would like to thank some brothers and sisters among us.
像李长老、罗姐、像高勇他们夫妇，也像秀儿和贤虎他们夫妇，也像李荣姐妹，还有就是即将我们回到我们当中的韩牧师。陈牧师、旭光师母，他们能够愿意为着弟兄姐妹的缘故，他们有权利来这里聚会，但是他们为了弟兄姐妹的缘故，自愿放下这样的权利，在家里自我隔离。所以，我们为他们感谢主。
I thank God for those brothers and sisters who have traveled to China recently, and when they are back, because out of love, they stay home, quarantine themselves for 14 days.
对，还有小涛和于芬姐妹。
And we have many brothers and sisters among us who is doing that.
另外我们也感谢为我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹感谢神。我们在这样的时刻，我们仍然有着信心，我们仍然能够冒着这样的风险来到上帝面前来聚会，那为我们的信心来感谢神。
I also would like to thank our God for our faith, for the brothers and sisters here. At such situation, we come here to worship our Lord by faith.
当然我们也求神纪念我们当中一些软弱的，他们因为这样的缘故不来聚会，那我们为他们的信心在神的面前祷告，我们也用温柔的心来为他们祷告。
Also we pray our Lord to remember and to bless those who are not among us, and we pray that God will give them more strengthen them and give them more faith.
我们求神施怜悯，我们来医治着。
We pray that our Lord have mercy on this land and heal this land.
天父，亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，我们向你呼求。
Lord, our heavenly Father, we come to you, we cry out to you.
主，我们带我们的同胞在你的面前认罪悔改。
We repent on behalf of our people.
我们的罪孽甚重。
Our transgression is heavy.
主，我们和我们的父家都犯罪，都得罪你。
Lord, we and our father's house sin against you.
你创造了我们，主啊，你施恩给我们，你供应我们生活所需的一切，但是我们却不愿意认。
Lord, you created us. Lord, you provide. Lord, you sustain us. But Lord, we didn't want to know you, to acknowledge you.
主啊，我们为我们这个国家逼迫你的儿女，拆除教会，抓捕你的牧师，主啊，来在你的面前认罪悔改。
Lord, we repent for this country who are prosecute your children, demolish churches and crosses, and arrested pastors.
主啊，我们为这个国家没有一个敬畏你的心，主啊，都钻到这个钱眼子里面去，主啊，人人都变得极度的自私，也为这些在你的面前悔改。
Lord, we repent because this country, the people in this country, they just chase money, they are so selfish, and they have no fear of you.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，但是我们祈求你的怜悯，祈求你的慈爱，求你纪念在这些人的，在我们的同胞当中，还有很多是不能够分辨左右手的无辜的人。
Lord, we ask for your mercy, ask for your grace, ask for your love, because please remember there are many people among us who don't know the right hand from left hand.
主啊，就求你施怜悯，主啊，来止住这个瘟疫，求你医治这片大地。
Lord, have mercy, stop this disease and heal this land.
我们这样的祷告祈求，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.